I want to talk about inspiration, this time on Fire Footwear. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Fire Footwear. As always, I'm your host, Matt, and I want to welcome you, whether you're new, whether you're old. It's always great to have any of you here. I want to talk about inspiration, but before we get to that, I do want to talk about something that over the last couple weeks, people have been really in their feelings about in the culture, and that's ComplexCon, and that is Sneaker of the Year. I usually do a Sneaker of the Year commentary at some point during the year, and I'm going to be doing that in a different way than I have done in the past, hopefully with a guest. But I did a reel about this, and I want to just address it at the beginning, because I think it does kind of loop into the conversation about inspiration in general. Sneaker of the Year is fabricated. It's not a real contest that we are awarding. It's fabricated. It's subjective. And I think that a lot of people have started to believe that Sneaker of the Year is actually a real award, that there's some genuine award that is given out that has substance, that has meaning. And I don't think that is true. Complex and ComplexCon has now become a vessel for Sneaker of the Year. It has become a place for Joe LaPuma and others within the Complex family to have guests to come on and talk about the top 10 shoes of the year. And I think ultimately the goal of that discussion is not really to name Sneaker of the Year. Any type of project that you work on, any type of project that you see the final result of, is a result of a lot of work. It's a result of inspiration. And in today's social media world, a lot of times the inspiration for a project that sees the light of day on social media is actually clout, it's clicks, it's money. ComplexCon is no different, and the Sneaker of the Year panel that they have at ComplexCon is also no different. Complex exists in this space because they have been at it for so long. The Sneakdisc podcast exists the way that they do because they've been around so long. They have put in the equity, they've put in the sweat, they have given to the culture in different ways. But my point being is that when you have been around for a long enough time, you can pretty much do whatever you want, and the audience is going to follow you because you've earned that. You have given consistently to the culture in a way that makes people want to follow, makes people want to put stock into what you say or what kind of content you put out. And ComplexCon and Sneaker of the Year is the culmination of Complex's year, and the Sneaker of the Year panel, I think, is really the culmination of all the work that they do in sneakers, in sneaker journalism, sneaker content throughout the year. They usually have celebrities, they have people who move the needle, people who move the needle or have had an impact in the culture, whether they're new or old. Generally speaking, that's the idea. And the top 10 list comes out every year, and the top 10 list gets buried every year. It gets buried because people feel a way, and that way generally is, well, my shoe or the favorite shoe that I think should be on the list isn't on Complex's list, it's a sham, all those types of things. When Complex is deciding what to do about Sneaker of the Year, when they are deciding what to do about ComplexCon in general, the entire format, the entire inspiration is based off of how it is going to continue to further Complex to be what they consider the leader in sneaker journalism. That's all that it is. This list has a lot to do with money that they receive. This list has a lot to do with the people that are going to be on the panel. And ultimately, this list has a lot to do with what this panel is going to do for them. And you see it even where there are videos by Joe LaPuma, Matt Welty, and so forth that talk about the fact of, hey, we left some sneakers off this list. Let us know what you would have put on there. I would assume that a vast majority of those responses are probably negative. I would assume that that's the idea. Because a lot of times, negative press when it comes to the comment section on social media is going to actually further algorithms. Furthering algorithms is going to make Complex an even larger portion of this space. That's the whole point. I tell you this just to ask you to calm down. It's really not that big of a deal. Sneaker of the Year to me is subjective. It's what you make of it. Make your own list, love the list, wear the list, and call it a day. That's all. But I do want to talk about inspiration as it relates to what I'm doing right now. I get asked a lot about how do you continue to put out content? How do you come up with ideas? Inspiration is really the start and the seed of just about every idea that I have. And what is inspiration? Well, that's different to everybody, of course. Inspiration has many sources, and a lot of it can be content related. Sneakers can be inspirational. Your environment can be inspirational. Earlier this year, I was contacted by the owner or one of the people that owns Bull Airs. And Bull Airs is a company that I'm not necessarily endorsing here, but it is a company that exists in making mass-produced custom sneakers that are driven toward people who love pop culture. And I'm talking about 80s and 90s nerd pop culture. Last year, we talked about the shoe surgeon. There have been other incidences with people who are claiming to make one-of-one customs. And there is a lot of commentary about how these companies go about their business. What I can say is that while this company did send me a pair of their shoes for free, the idea was me getting it in my hands and being able to do an actual quote-unquote review of it. If you've been watching me on YouTube, you know that my reviews are my own, and I'm not actually reviewing it in a way to endorse the product because I don't know how they manufacture their shoes. I don't know anything about their business practices. All I received was a pair, and really what I decided to do was look at it from the space of inspiration, because when I make content now, especially outside of the Fire Footwear family, I'm making it for myself, and I'm really trying to dive into what it takes to make content, the ins and outs of what inspires me, and how I get those things done. So when I was looking at this shoe, it is based off of the Scarecrow character by an animator named Jim McKenzie. And I got this shoe in hand, and as soon as I pulled it out of the box, which by the way, the box is meant to be sort of like packaging if you're going into a toy store and grabbing this off of the shelf. You know, the metal racks back in the day had the little tab on top, then you'd pull off the action figure, what have you. That's what the box looks like. And when you open it, it's these shoes. And I could tell immediately that these shoes were very, very inspired by this character, and the execution of that inspiration was done so very well. I really like that about them. I really like that about anybody who has a concept and an inspiration and they end up executing it in a way that 100% lets me know that so much care was put into it and that the execution was so great that I understand and can see just exactly what they wanted to accomplish here. Let's bring that to sneakers for a minute. So often when shoes come out, we get early looks of them. Social media has opinions about them. We end up finally over the course of time seeing mock-ups, and then closer to we see actual photos of these shoes. And that's when most of the time we make our final determination of what this shoe is all about. So often too, you hear people say the story behind this shoe, the story behind the design. I'm always a sucker for that because I do believe that that matters. When you look at the sneaker market, there are so many shoes that come out on a week-to-week basis. How do they stand out from each other? Sometimes the story has something to do with that. But I've also heard, and I think it's also true, that the story doesn't matter at all unless the shoe is good looking. And if the shoe is ass, you're not gonna care about the story because it's not for you. The other element of sneakers that is very important to understand is that it is subjective. I know that on social media, podcasts, and just in sneaker groups that you probably hang out with, there is a mutual understanding that we are all supposed to hype up many of the same shoes. For instance, whenever a Travis Scott comes out, we're supposed to all feel the same way. When Union comes out with a Jordan 1, we're all supposed to feel the same way. And that's not true. At least I don't believe it's true. I believe that we should be making our own opinions and not have it be considered objective fact that such and such shoe should be widely accepted by everybody. And that's where it comes down to inspiration. When you look at a sneaker design, when you look at a final product, when you look at that and think to yourself, I really like that, do you think about how it came about? Do you think about the inspiration behind it? Let's take the original Union Jordan 1 colorways. You had the Storm Blue, and of course you had the Black Toe. If you know anything about Jordan brand history, you can immediately tell what the inspiration was on those shoes. And not only do they look great, but the story is great, the nods to history are great, and therefore it becomes an instant classic and something that is going to stand the test of time forever. Union has come out with other colorways of the Union Jordan 1, other slight tweaks too. And all of those, while people have liked them, they are not as beloved as the originals. I think it's because the inspiration hasn't been nearly as overt as that original pair. Or you're trying to retread on an inspiration that you've already done. One of the reasons why I have such a hard time with the runner craze is because I don't see that inspiration. There are shoes that certainly look nice to me, but my perspective on those are warped and different because of how I use shoes like ASICS or Brooks in the past. When I see them, I see the utility in them. I can't see the inspiration in them. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It just means that for me, I can't see the inspiration in them. And so I don't find myself wanting to buy them. The reason why I generally tend to gravitate toward older, nostalgic models is because the inspiration is something that I sort of lived through. And when you've lived through something and you can put yourself in a time period that is long gone, that inspiration can inspire you to do other things. If you look at the shoes that I have actually reviewed this year, or at least highlighted, a lot of the models you wouldn't be surprised about. Jordan 1s, but specifically the Jordan 1 Black Toe, which was amazing when it came to the historical nods of it. I loved it. Air Tech Challenge. Personally, I think that that shoe can live in just about any era. I love it. Even the Spiridon. The Spiridon is a shoe that kind of had a comeback this year and is a great segue between the runner craze and also the history of Nike, because you have comfort, you have utility in a model that has existed prior to that people felt a way about. You can see the inspiration behind it. The Undefeated collaboration that I purchased, you can see the inspiration behind it. I like that. And so I started thinking about how I was gonna make a video for these Bull Airs, the Scarecrow model, and I wanted to hone in on inspiration. And I thought, how am I inspired by these? What about these shoes makes me want to make content? And what I figured out is that the aesthetic of that shoe matches exactly to the research that I had done. When I looked up Jim McKenzie, when I looked up that Scarecrow character, and I looked at the shoe, it was almost perfect. And so I needed to put myself in a space that made me feel like I was going to feel inspiration on how to make this. And I waited until fall. I've had these shoes since the summertime. I waited until a windy day and I took my ass out into the woods and recorded B-roll, sat on a bench, talked to my camera alone. And what ended up coming about from that was something that I feel so damn proud of. It'll come out soon. It's on the editing floor. But I realized in that moment that for me, environment is so crucial to my inspiration. Being in the studio is a wonderful thing. But just coming up here and sitting in this chair doesn't spark creativity. Living my life sparks creativity. And I think that is true for many sneaker people. Your sneaker likes and dislikes, I would assume, are very predicated on the life that you lead. Where you go, how you interact with people. That's kind of the idea. And so I want to make this episode today and put it out because I think that inspiration is crucial for us. It has nothing to do or is little to do with content creation. I get inspiration through my photography. I get inspiration through watching my son figure something out in this life. Even watching him go through something that's difficult, go through emotions. That is inspiring to me, watching him overcome. Inspiration can be found just about anywhere. And in 2025, when notably life can feel a little bit dark, finding the light is important. And I can tell you that one way that I get out of this darkness, and this is getting a little heavy, so you'll have to forgive me, it's trying to find inspiration. And that inspiration turns into motivation. And that motivation turns into a deliverable. And hopefully that motivation, that deliverable, turns into a habit. Swimming, photography, checking in on people. That is something that can become a regular habit for us. What inspires you to check in on your friends? What inspires you to want to make sure that the people that you love are okay? Emotionally okay. Physically okay is one thing, but emotionally okay. I know for me that the world around us, like I said, can feel overwhelming, but I choose to look through all of that and I choose to look for things and elements of this world that inspire me. And I do that in many different ways. And I think it's important as you listen to this episode, as we get closer to the end of the year, that you find what inspires you. If sneakers is what does that for you, terrific. What about sneakers inspires you? What about certain shoes that you like? Is it just buying? Is it just the consumerism of it? Or do you get inspired looking at how people make something work? Do you get inspired by hearing a story about how a shoe coming out has an emotional tie to somebody that you know? That's what I want everybody to look at. I want you to look at all elements of your life. I want you to look at all the people in your life, and I want you to find a way to get inspired. If you're in a rut right now, you'll get out of that rut. You will find inspiration. The world will give you something to work with. I will do my best to give you something to work with. The people that love you, the people that are close to you, will do their best to give you something to work with. Trust me, it's out there. And I know every day, even on the hardest days for me, I look for that inspiration in something. A little micro moment, a little interaction, somebody saying, have a good day. Those little things can make all the difference. So two things here. One, calm down about ComplexCon, calm down about Sneaker of the Year, make your own lists, wear your own lists, enjoy it. And number two, look for inspiration. Go out into the world, try to find some positivity, try to find something that inspires you to change a little bit about your life in the most positive way. And I guarantee you that you will get through whatever rough patches you have in your life, and ultimately you will start to live an intentional, fruitful life. Hope this finds everybody well, fam. Hope this finds everybody safe, and I'll talk to you next time. This is Fire Footwear.